Hare Krishna, dear children and families, tonight is story 011 of Trinavarta. Previously in Baby Krishna Breaks the Cart, Gokula was full of celebration and joy for Baby Krishna Suthanahi's turning festival. The villagers decorated doorways to set flower petals and gathered at Nanda Maharaj's house while singing and rejoicing. Children wore peacock feathers and sweets were passed around. Mother Yashoda dressed her son Krishna with loving care and adorned his forehead. The whole village glowed with devotion for their darling. Child now returned to Nandashom on a peaceful day, unaware that another danger is about to approach little Krishna. It was a bright, cheerful morning in Gokula. The air shimmered with the scent of freshly gathered flowers while soft sunbeams danced through the mango trees in Nanda Maharaja's courtyard. Mother Yashoda stood with baby Krishna on her lap, quietly humming ancient lullaby. She stroked her beloved child's curly hair. Krishna looked up at her with twinkling eyes. Villagers moved about churning butter and singing, but Alays returned of 10 to the court. Yard drawn by Krishna's joyful giggles, suddenly Yashoda felt something unusual. With each passing moment, her darling Krishna seemed to grow heavier and heavier on her lap. At first she smiled, thinking my son is growing so quickly. But soon Krishna was so extraordinarily heavy that even strong Yashoda, who could churn gallons of butter, could not hold him anymore. She laid Krishna softly onto the cleansoft tirth beside her. She called out Lala to please watch him while I tend to the boiling milk. The girls gathered nearby, playing softly, making garland stop Lee's Chris.
Just then a sudden change wept through the peaceful morning. Dark clouds rolled above, swallowing up the warm sunlight, and a fierce wind howled whoosh. Birds scattered, leaves spun in circles, and startled calves huddled together. The villagers cried in alarm, "What is happening? Is it a storm?" Thick dust filled the air so much that noon could see even a few steps ahead. Grains of sand pricked everyone's eyes. Garlands flew from doorways, and the whole village held its breath. Children hid their eyes, adults called names in panic, and cows lowed in confusion. And suddenly the mighty whirlwind demon Trinavarta, sent by wicked Kamsa, swept into the village disguised as a terrifying tornado. His force was so great trees bent and dust swirled in huge circles. His goal was cruel, to snatch away little Krishna. In an instant, Trinavarta rushed to the very spot where Krishna lay whirling faster and faster. He scooped up the baby and rushed upward, carrying Krishna high into the sky. "Where is Krishna?" Yashoda cried, heart sick with fear. Villagers searched in the thick storm, calling his name, their voices lost in the howling wind above. Trinavarta twisted and twirled, certain that this tiny child could not escape. But Krishna was calm when she soared through the sky. Suddenly, Trinavarta realized that the baby was growing heavier and heavier. "What is this?" he thought. Each moment the little boy weighed more and more. Trinavarta gasped, his strength fading. Krishna, like a blue jewel, wrapped Hastinarm tightly around the demon's neck. Trinavarta spun and struggled, but could not break free. His swirling storm grew weak. Finally, with a terrible cry, the demon plummeted down from the sky, spinning faster and faster, and landed with a thunderous crash. But little Krishna sat beside the fallen demons, milling peacefully in the dust as if he had just finished ancient nap. The storm faded and the dust drifted away slowly. The villagers rubbed their eyes when they saw Krishna sitting unharmed. Relief and amazement filled their hearts. Mothers wept with joy, fathers offered grateful prayers, and everyone rushed to embrace the miraculous baby who was always protected by divine power. Nanda Maharaj and the elders remembered Vasudeva's warning, Krishna was not an ordinary boy. They stood now feeling grateful and amazed by this mystery. Mother Yashoda hugged her son tightly, bathing him with loving tears. The villagers gathered around, placing garlands on him and quietly singing songs of happiness and gratitude. This pastime gently reminds us Krishna is always protected by his divine power. Anyone who tries to harm him is easily defeated. Even loving parents like Yashoda must trust in Krishna, shelter just as wheel can. When trouble comes like a fierce wind, remembering Krishna brings peace to the heart. 5 lessons for tonight. 1. Krishna always protects his devotees even during storms. No demon is too powerful for the Lord. 3. We can always call out to Krishna. 4. Even Yashoda relied on his protection. 5. Remembering Krishna calms our hearts after a Nifiro. Dear Lord Krishna, please protect me just as you protected all the people of Gokula. Please hold me close always. Let me remember you with love and trust you every day and night. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next time, we'll visit Yashoda's courtyard for a new marvel as Krishna reveals a wonderful secret in his enchanting smile. Good night, dear devotees.